You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I hope you've all had a lovely weekend, with some of you celebrating Father's Day as well. So how about we take that feel-good factor into the week with some delightful signing news. As you've probably seen already, Brayhead Clan have a brand new player on the roster this morning, and it's a new goalie, replacing Mikael Zajkowski, who has returned to Sweden, and for that we wish him all the best for the future. The new man is one well known to new coach John Tripp, having played under him at Ice Pirate in Crimmitshaw, and I'm pleased to introduce Ryan Nye to the team, who's about to talk to me now. First of all, welcome to the club, Ryan. You've spent a few years at Crimmitshaw, so how did the coach persuade you to move to the UK and to Brayhead Clan?
Well, you know, I've had a good relationship with John. I spent parts of the last two seasons with him. And I actually, you know, he approached me a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I've heard nothing but good things about Brayhead. I actually played in Germany with Scott Pitt and against Matt Becca, who I reached out to both of those guys and, you know, had some questions to them, and, you know, they all had good things to say about the organization and the city, so...
So, well, I was going to say, my next question was, what prior knowledge of Brayhead Clan did you have before agreeing to the move? But as you said, you've talked about talking with Scott Pitt. What did he tell you about the club?
You know, he just said it's a you know, a winning organization, and they expect to carry that into this year. I've had it's actually kind of a small world. My parents' neighbor was originally from Brayhead, from Glasgow, I guess, and you know, he had the same thing. I was talking to him about the city, and I've heard you know, nothing but good things about the city and the organization, so I'm excited for the move.
Now let's talk about you as a player. You'll be the regular starting netminder for the club, so what would you say are your key strengths as a goalie?
You know, I like to bring some leadership. I play the puck quite a bit. You know, I just want to give my teammates an opportunity to win every night. You know, pretty competitive, and you know, hopefully, I'm looking forward to getting back into a winning organization.
I just thought, I was looking back at your record there. Another player you played with who's played for Brayhead, John Landry, as well. Was John a player that you sought out for advice as well?
No, I actually haven't talked to John in a few years. But I, you know, I played with him. It's probably been about 6 or 7 years now since I last played with him.
So, looking ahead, can the fact the coach wanted you to follow him to Scotland, can you take that as a compliment, given obviously the time you spent together?
Yeah, definitely. You know, any time, you know, a ex-teammate reaches out to you, I think that shows you know, that they have a lot of respect, and they know what they're getting as well. You know, sometimes when a coach is looking at a player, all they have is, you know, their stats on paper and you know, recommendations from other people they know, but John's seen me firsthand and what I've done, and obviously that shows that he's confident in me.
You're the ideal person that can give an answer to this. We've heard a lot about John as a coach and how he likes to work. You know, the work ethic is one that comes up quite a lot. But what's John like as a person, would you say?
You know, I think that work ethic thing, that carries into his you know, his everyday life. Even you know, when he transitioned to a coach last year, I think that's how he made his living as a hockey player, was mostly his work ethic. And you know, his short, I guess he was in Crimmitshaw for 3 or 4 months, but you know, in that short time, that transition into coaching, he carried that the same way. You know, as a person, I spent some off ice time with him and his family. He's got two kids. He's a family man. But he just loves the sport, and he enjoys coming to the rink every day. So I think that's going to be a positive.
Excellent. So now the deal is done in terms of your own season ahead. How excited are you for a new campaign to start?
You know, I'm really excited. Like I said, I've heard nothing but good things, and I'm excited for a change. You know, and my wife has spent some time. She did a study abroad quite a few years ago now, but she visited Scotland during that time, and she's the same thing. She's very excited to go back, so we're looking forward to it.
Excellent. And just to finish off, what are your summer plans there for the next couple of months before you make the move to Scotland?
We're just, you know, finishing up things here. My wife's currently pregnant, so we were you know, dealing with all that type of stuff and just getting back in shape and skating about 3 times a week, getting ready to, you know, for John. I talked to John the other day, and he's you know, he's looking to make sure that everyone's in great shape right at the start of camp. So,
Well, as we look ahead to the new season, of course, it's time to get the word from the coach, John Tripp, about Ryan Nye. And we'll ask him about what else is happening with his recruitment. And he joins me on the line now. John, thanks for your time. You know all about Ryan Nye and what he brings to Brayhead Clan. Tell us a bit about him, if you can.
Yeah, Ryan's one of the top goalies in the second league in Germany for some time now. He's played really well with Krimichow. He hasn't had a lot of success, and that's why he's looking to turn the page and come to the Purple Army here. So it's nice to have him aboard. What I like about him is his character. He's a hard worker. I know him inside and out. He's a good family man. And what's big is the amount of games he's put away over the last years. He can play 50 games and he can take 50 shots a game. And put that with character, which is a good testament to him, is very important for me.
So is it fair to say those were the qualities that made him stand out compared to maybe any other possibilities you had lined up for that position?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, if you ask anybody around that league, they know everyone they speak of, they're saying, well, he basically kept the team in the league for the last number of years in Krimichow. So he's a game saver, and I expect him to be better than he has in the last couple of years with a fresh start and a different mindset, looking forward to start winning.
Now, you told me before that defence is going to be a key area for you as you look to build the team. So how big a part can Ryan play for you between the pipes?
Sorry, say that again.
I'm saying you spoke before about how defence is a key area for you as you build the team. So how big a part can Ryan play for you between the pipes?
Yeah, well, I mean, once you start with the goalie, then you can start getting the defence core in, and they can save each other. I mean, Ryan will come up with some big saves, and some of those other areas where he might not see it, that's where you got to get our D in there with good sticks, and we want to prevent shots in the net. Like, I know Ryan's well-tested at 50 shots a game, but I don't want him taking 50 shots a game. So we want to make sure we have our good D and a good supporting cast, and everything falls into place when you get the right players.
And finally, how is the plan going for the team so far as you build it? Is everything going okay at the moment?
No, it's going well. It's a slower process than I first intended, but there's so many names out there and just finding the right piece. And, sometimes you don't get the, as I mentioned before, sometimes you don't always get the players you want. We're slowly cracking away at it, but there's no rush. We want to make sure we get the right guys to fit the piece here. And so we're still working on the defense and a couple forwards right now, and we'll see what happens in the next couple weeks.